Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Warp Lords podcast. My name is Mike Danger Votor. I'm going to be your host and Dungeon Master this evening. Tonight, we are picking back up on Warp Lords Tries. We are trying out the black metal tabletop RPG Mork Borg, and this is the second episode of Season 2. Once again, if you'd like to get a recap of Season 1 or check out the shenanigans, go check it out over at patreon.com/warplordspod. Tonight I am joined by Devin, Jared, and our patron, exclusivo extraordinaire, PJ. Why don't you guys remind us who you're playing? And theme for this evening, What is your like go-to food profile? Like if you're just like trying to make something easy without putting in any effort on a lazy day, what's like something that you go to? Like I just, you know, I get like a whole bunch of kale and I get just like rotisserie chicken and make a big salad. I usually do like Mediterranean seasoning and stuff like that as well.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy, Devin. I'm playing Moss Man, who is a herb master covered in moss, ex-moss ball player who's addicted to elixirs. And for me, probably be pasta. Pasta salad.
Hell yeah, dude.
Spicy pasta.
Or pasta has so many uses, too.
It does.
Yeah.
What do you mean by food profile? Is it like what our go-to food to make or go-to like snacks to get if we're hungry?
However you would like to interpret it.
Okay.
I was talking meals more than snacks, but like if snacks are a go-to meal replacement, then that's also a food profile.
Mine is, if I'm ordering food, it's Thai food, and if I'm making food, it's pasta.
Yeah.
That's for my go-to.
Thai and Italian. See? Yeah that makes sense.
Or stir fry.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm Jared, and I'm playing Friar Puck.
And he's never had pasta salad.
I know that you said pasta salad so that I can't. Don't think that I missed that. It's my favorite food. Honestly, you know, if I needed to tell people a little bit about myself, the first thing I would say is that I love pasta salad.
Big pasta salad head.
I am a big pasta salad head, big time. Anyway, I'm playing... enough about me. I am now Friar Puck, the heretical priest of the twin-headed basilisk, Veru. I'm kind of just a chrome dome monk-type guy that's, you know, pretty... pink skinned and, out of shape. It's got a bunch of monkeys. And for, food profile, this is another one that I'm struggling with because I can't say pasta salad.
Salad made of pasta.
Why not?
If I'm feeling really lazy, I would just order food and I'd probably get Domino's, just get like a typical like pepperoni pizza. For snacks though, probably, fucking Mott's. You know, like those little fruit snacks. I like Mott's. Grab a Mott's. That's it.
I thought you meant Mott's like mozzarella at first.
No, not the mozzarella. Just Mott's. M-O-T-T-S.
Chunks of cheese.
Chowing down on Mott's. Yeah, lots dude, of just... fruit snacks.
Lots of Mott's. And anyways, that raises me. I'm PJ, the Patreon player, and I'm playing Lars Johansson, the sickly, small, child-looking person with beautiful, long, flowing, blonde locks and a voice of an angel. And
never heard him sing, though.
No, you probably won't, because...
Also, his voice is horrible.
That was the joke. and if, like, food profile to describe me as a human being, chicken tenders, and French fries.
Ah, tender. Yeah.
No, it's tendies and honey mussy.
Yeah. I'm not a sauce guy.
Hot
weird,
dog and ketchup.
It's funny, I didn't know that we were talking about Spigotto again. It's weird, didn't you just say Sasuke?
I am not a sauce guy. I'm weird. But like, yes, yeah, snacks
too much of an edgelord for me too.
For me, oftentimes. But then I'll just like go out and grab stuff. Like I literally have a bag of Five Guys sitting right here, as you can see, or here, I guess.
As you can see by me shaking the bag into my microphone.
You heard me.
This is a Chili's only podcast. You're going to have to stop talking about podcasts.
Actually, sorry. I'm forever banned from Chili's from this one night. I had a work thing.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, is this a real story? Beasley? I would love to hear this
It's
story.
Not a real story, Jared.
It's not a real story.
He's doing I'm gullible.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're gullible or
you
got to
be careful of a second drink.
I've made that joke several times to people at work, and they don't get it. And it makes me sad every time.
Kids these days.
Well, you know.
Adults.
Adults. Yeah, it was just it was an expression. I have no idea.
So,
if you're Peach's coworker, I'm sorry for belittling your age.
Yeah, thank you.
Danger. He's belittling you.
Yeah, he's belittling my age.
I'm sorry for belittling your age.
It's okay. It happens.
I'm besmirching you.
It wouldn't be the first time.
What a great word.
What a great word.
I love that word so much.
So last week on the pod, our players had finally completed their mission, returning back to the city of Galgenbeck, home to the Shadow King. They had a party in partially their honor, got high on various supplies, and found that the strippers and waitresses were pickpocketing people. With that, the party rests and recovers, and we pick back up. It is now morning the next day.
Let me do my rolls, then.
Yeah, go ahead and do your roll.
My morning rolls.
My morning rolls.
I rolled a 2, so I can have 2 doses.
Can you guys also make me a toughness roll in the morning, please?
Sure. I rolled a 3 and a 1, which is frog soup and red poison.
It's going to be a 7 for me.
I'm going to make 2 red poisons. Okay. And then my toughness roll is going to be a 10.
Okay.
I rolled an 18.
So with the 10 and the 18, you two are perfectly fine, not hungover. Friar Puck, you are a bit worse for wear. This morning, the sweet wine seemed to have been getting to you.
Yeah, I woke up and drank some elixir, so I'm maintaining.
Yeah, you're just fucking baseline right now.
Feeling good. I just ate food, so it's the first time I've been full in my entire life.
You know, I don't think that Friar Puck is hungover. I think that it's just too bright and everyone's too loud. So Friar Puck has never.
If you
want to
be stubborn about, you want to be stubborn about it.
Oh, I'm just playing my character, Danger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's hungover.
Nice.
So, do you guys get anything before you head out? Do you just hit the road in the morning? What's the plan
here?
Are
they offering more food? Because I'll stuff just food into my pockets as much as I can.
Just scrambled eggs into your pockets. So many.
You don't have a
eggs.
Scrambled egg pocket?
I mean,
they do bring in a loaf of bread and some like cooked rashers of bacon, and there is a like glass carafe of coffee as well.
How fresh is this bread?
It was baked this morning. It is fresh bread.
Friar Puck just like grabs the entire loaf of bread and just starts eating it.
Okay, gonna take that out of my inventory then.
Well, I guess you now have one very greasy bacon pocket instead.
Ooh. I don't think a person could eat an entire loaf of bread before the other people can respond.
You've never seen me eat bread before.
Certainly eat one very large bite of bread before everyone just looks upset.
That's true. He definitely takes a huge bite out of it.
Personally doesn't care because he's had his elixir, so he's good.
Yeah.
He's just vibing.
Friar Puck hands it back to you, and he's like, "Oh, it's too dry anyway."
No, thank you.
It's caught all up in Friar Puck's like 5 o'clock shadow when he pulls it away. Just the incredibly dry, dense crumb of this mismashed, put together bread specifically made for you guys.
Mm.
So we have been companions now.
I look around. There's like no one in the room after they.
The servants leave.
We've known each other for a bit of time. It's probably time to tell you that I'm not allowed to come back to Graven Tusk. I have been banished for deeds that I cannot speak of. So, just so you know, the Valley of the Unfortunate Dead will be a difficult travel for me.
What'd you do?
That's unspecific deeds, my friend. I can't even tell you about them. They're so...
You don't remember?
Well, I...
Can I just make it up, Danger?
So... You had told me a couple of different things. So here's my recollection on what you have told me in Friar Puck's ramblings between the beginning of this and now. You told me that you were kicked out partially because of, you know, stealing the stones, and partially because you were trying to create a, like, traveling monkey troupe to help sell the word of the twin-headed basilisk, and they didn't want to be associated with you, so they said you could never come back.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
So what I sell them is...
Well, you see, it's... religion is a complicated thing. There's different ways to represent your love of your god. And there was disagreements. The twin-headed basilisk loves all beneath the...
Wait, actually, isn't the twin-headed basilisk like the guide to death?
The twin-headed basilisk.
Did you say the twin-headed asslick?
Yeah, he did, actually.
Is there any like earwax or like candle wax around so that I could put it in my ears?
There is fresh made butter that was on the table for the bread.
Yeah, I don't know if that
butter up your ears.
The short version is it?
Oh, wax was so much better.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Butter is just more soft, more edible wax, dude. I don't know.
I hate that description of butter.
Friar Puck just reaches in his pinky into his ear and just pulls out like a huge ball of earwax. Ooh. And just like rubs it onto your shoulder.
There you go, my young boy. Anyway, as I was saying,
there's like ear hairs sticking.
It's just ear hairs. Oh, disgusting.
These are brand new. What are you doing?
You asked!
Technically, he didn't. He did not say that in his character voice.
I was metagaming, apparently. I'm sorry. So, I was thinking I did want to go see this Lucian Copperpot scroll guy. That was, But we're not... What is our plan here? I seem to have forgotten a bit from last night.
We're supposed to go kill somebody. His brother. The king's brother.
Oh, the idiot brother. This is Arjen,
idiot brother.
Yes.
Yeah, we got
the ruler of Larkenstein by the endless
there
sea.
There you go.
Yes, there of course. The servants did not speak kindly of this idiot brother. So we can do
well,
so
yeah,
and
an
feel
idiot.
Morally justified. Just in case that's something that matters to you.
It doesn't. Not at all.
Now I'm bored, in fact.
Hey, Pucky.
Yes?
Pucky. Where's the scroll man?
I was trying to remember that. I want to say he was in the other town.
Danger,
which town?
He was like a city guy, wasn't he? I don't think he was in this town, was he?
No, he was in this town.
Oh shit! I seem to have yes, he was in the town. We have to go to the Scroll Library place. Onward to find Lucian. Library. Yes, that's the place where you find the scrolls, I guess.
Hell yeah.
So, you guys head to the Artisan District. You notice that there are a lot of, like, people wearing heavy leather clothes, sweaters, very, like, you know, obscuring clothes, stuff to keep warm, as it is a very cold day in the capital. You make your way over to the Artisan District, and you do find a large circular building that looks to be a big circular tower with a, you know, front shop face on the front of it, and there is a large hanging sign with a scroll on it and a copper pot.
Cool.
Ah, a bit on the nose.
I pull my moss-covered cloak tighter against the cold.
Friar Puck pulls up his comically oversized socks and puts a hat on each of his monkey companions to make sure their little monkey ears aren't too cold.
Perfect.
It's just
and then
four,
we go inside this
four
place.
Monkeys and beanies.
Yeah, I mean, Bubbles, Minty, Smiley, and Sweetie got to get their hats on, you know? They're all just like sitting there, like doing the thing where they like blow hot air on their hands, like just with their hats on, trying to keep warm. Hermione.
Is the shop keep in?
Yes.
Yeah, is it open?
Yeah. You guys walk on in. Oh, hello. How can I help you, gentlemen?
Can you read scrolls?
I am quite known for that, in fact, yes.
Awesome.
What sort of scroll have you found?
I don't know. An unreadable one. Show him the scroll.
I place down a foul protean scroll, is what I have written down.
I see. It will take me a bit to get this done. It will take me some time to not only translate the scroll, but also repair it to make sure that the translation is accurate. I wouldn't want to get anything inaccurate. It could cause your untimely death, and you could, you know, unearth yourself from the realm entirely if something were to go wrong.
Well, we wouldn't want that.
Exactly. Do give me about a week, and I could have this done for you.
Sure thing.
I take a deposit of 10 silver, and then 10 silver upon completion.
I pull out my silver pouch and give the person 10 silver coins.
Wondrous, thank you. And I will say this now. Whatever comes of this scroll, no refunds.
Well, and that doesn't sound concerning at all. Perfect!
He then takes the scroll and brings it out back with him, kind of like rolls it up and puts it in one of his storage compartments.
Lovely.
Is there anything else you guys do to restock or anything else before you start your journey west?
We do have a lot of silver.
Does he have anything good?
I would probably visit the Elixir Man again.
Okay.
You need to get another fix.
Also, you never told me how much silver I got stolen.
Oh, it was 7.
Oh, okay, cool. Let me update that.
I look for someone who's selling sweaters.
Are they striped sweaters?
Of course.
I don't know. I'm looking for someone who's selling any kind of sweaters. I don't care if it's patchwork sweaters or nice ones.
There is
what if they're made of moss?
Woo.
That would be really ideal for someone.
Firepuck's
going on a mission.
After you guys leave, he doesn't really have anything else for sale because this is mostly, you know, a library. You can go check out books and shit. But he doesn't have any scrolls for sale.
Yeah, he would never sell his own scrolls. He just identifies scrolls. I get it.
Uh-huh.
He performs a service.
You guys walk around the district. In the Artisan District, you do find that there is, like, a tailor. You do find that there is... it's a pretty large tailor, And it does appear that he does have sweaters for winter.
I look for four children's different colored children's sweaters for the monkeys.
It would total 40 silver for the four children's sweaters.
Done.
Hands down.
Oh, my good man, these four sweaters, I must have them. I see that they all come in different colors.
I, like, look back at my...
One's, like, a dark burgundy red, one's, like, a dark burnt orange, one's a forest green, and one is a sky blue.
Oh, Minty, you can have the sky blue one. Smiley, you can have... I, like,
wouldn't
give each of them one.
Wouldn't Bubbles get blue and Minty get green?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Sorry, I'm a bit colorblind. I forgot to mention.
You buffoon.
Well, it's a...
I'm embarrassed for you.
It's not a... It's a physical condition. Has to do with the cones in my eyes. Quiet, you.
Is there anything else that this tailor is selling that stands out to me as, like, useful for adventuring types?
Aren't you broke now?
No. We have so much money, bro. I've been giving out money to just randoms.
I would say that the tailor does have, like, reinforced, like, leather with fur underneath it. So it's a bit warmer to wear in colder months if you wanted something more reinforced.
Is it a rank 2 armor?
It is a rank 2 armor, yes.
How much money?
It is 75 silver.
Whoa. Ooh,
yeah, steep. It's really steep. Question. It's like it's behind the register up like on a mannequin, very on display.
Is it Moss Man sized or is it child sized?
It looks like it could be tailored to fit multiple sizes. This size that is on display currently looks like it would be more Moss Man sized than
because I can large afford sized. That. I might. Would that be instead of a D2, it would be like a D6?
D4.
Sure. Let's get wild and crazy. I'll get me some armor.
You're a bit smaller than the one I have on display, but if you follow me, I can take the measurements and get you all set.
Yeah. We've got some in the back. You gotta just go into the back to find him.
You're not going to do anything weird back there, are you?
How dare you, sir?
His silence is concerning.
I would never.
Okie dokie, sounds good to me.
I would follow him out back.
You follow him into, well, I mean, it's just like a small little offshoot where, you know, there's, it's a very traditional tailor station. So, like, there's a pedestal. He has you, like, hold your arms out. He begins taking a tape measure to you to, like, get all your measurements. There are three mirrors around you. This is the first time you've obviously experienced something like this, but this is very traditional. Oh, this is what I look like. I hate it.
Oh, no.
All righty. Do give me a little bit. I should have this for you in about an hour.
Oh, cool.
Oh, sounds perfect. Good to me, man.
I think that my monkeys are lonely. Perhaps I could purchase some kind of tamed rat to entertain them when we're away doing things.
Why do you think that I sell tamed rats, sir?
I'm not talking to you. Surely there's a rat tamer somewhere in this town.
What a specific thing to want.
Just tame your own rats. Let's go.
Oh, I do believe that there is
companions.
A pet shop down the road some.
Excellent, we'll be back in an hour.
What are you going to name your rat friend?
I don't know, you have to have it first, and then once you look into its eyes, you can see there's only one name that fits that creature.
You're right, Shredder. I'd say, and then I kiss Wiz on his little forehead.
Who's Wiz?
His train rat.
You Why have a rat, too?
Yeah, he already has a rat.
I've had a rat since day one. I can't get another rat.
Okay.
He's just been hanging out. He doesn't do much.
Kind of want to get a dog, then.
I have a dog.
Mossman has a dog, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's okay, also
been there are the so many animals in your care. Do you really need more?
Nope. He's already made the design.
Four monkeys. Is Hermione a donkey?
Hermione is a mule.
A mule. Close enough. Whatever.
Now I'll just go get another some salt. Monkey. I'll just purchase some salt.
My dog's name is Lycan.
That's cool. I honestly forgot.
Yeah.
Lycan subscribe. That's really funny.
Lycan subscribe. That's really good. His last name is subscribe. First name Lycan.
I could get another dog and we could call it subscribe.
Sounds great to me.
Why don't you get a fifth monkey? You need one.
You can't purchase monkeys, though. You have to roll for monkeys.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should just get another monkey, then.
roll for more monkeys, dude.
Yeah, just duh.
Clearly.
What are you, new here?
So, you go buy some salt. Does anyone else want any other sort of rations, food, stuff that you're probably going to need for the road?
Yes.
Nah, I'm a broke bitch now.
Okay.
I do have lard and salt already, but I need some more.
Some more salt was just purchased as well by Puck, so you get some salt while you're there. The rations,
maybe some beef jerky.
Yeah, so
from the meat jerky beef boys.
Oh god, they exist here too.
They exist everywhere.
Yeah, they exist everywhere now.
They're inside of you.
I made a joke last night about
it's a, they franchised
these springs, and he didn't like it.
I said no. So it will cost 10 silver for a week of rations.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna get more rations because
you also get more rations. Sure,
he's very hungover. I'm like now I'm concerned that I. Like, fucked up my silver somehow. Maybe I just rolled a lot of it when we started.
Oh, you definitely did.
Yeah, you had a shit ton when you started.
Because I, after all of that shit, I still have 56 silver, and I'm like, this is
Oh, I have 158 silver.
Yeah, okay, you guys have a ton of silver.
Never mind.
2 silver.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not going to give you any, though.
Yeah, obviously, I'm the poor kid.
We'll give you more rats to keep you company.
How many rations would,
Yeah, we go to the store, rats and rations. You can buy
two
rats
silver
rations.
Will get
well, if
you
1 week is 10,
2 days.
Two would be, yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm not doing math here. I'm officially broke.
Friar Puck gives you a couple days worth of rations because he feels bad for you.
It's my superpower.
Yeah, guilt. Friar Puck is really
Mossman
just a
gives
sucker.
You no rations.
Yeah, no, yeah, I figured
Friar
as much.
Puck jokes around about not giving you anything and then he gives you stuff.
I also have all the food that I have from that I stole from last night.
Oh, by the way, I still have this flail. Does anybody going to use? Is anybody? No, we don't have strong people. Perhaps we can trade it for silver.
You hear that, Mossman? He called you not strong.
I'm pretty strong. Oh well, do you want this flail?
What does it do?
Well, I got it from the body of that Fletcher character. It, I believe.
Yeah, that flail's ridiculous, dog. So, the Red Hot Flail, it's a D8, and it deals a severe burn.
Give me that.
Yeah, so, you roll, it is an agility test, and if you successfully hit, like I said, it does D8 damage, and they get a -2 on all agility tests for the rest of the day.
Off agility? No,
it runs off agility?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, hell yeah, I'll take it then. I'm the
agile. Oh, it runs off agility? My bad.
Agility, not presence.
Oh, my mistake. Not strength. I meant agility. You, child. Don't go and spend it all in one place. Feel free to hit people.
No, I'm not agile. Not since the injury.
I pull out
the... since the incident.
I pull out the flail, and I hand it to you. I just wrote 1d8 plus severe burn, comma, -2 agility.
Got it.
You pass the time, go and collect your armor. Once again, you get to roll a d4 when defending.
Cool.
If I remember how armor works correctly, let me just double check.
It's like damage reduction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what d4.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're hit, you get to roll a d4.
And then also, you have DR plus 2 on agility tests, including defense.
You heard that right.
So plus 2 on agility, like, besides the plus 2 I already have?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
If you have a plus 2 to your stat, that is correct.
Okay, I had a plus 2 before, so...
Yeah.
Perfect. Do I had like a big cloak and stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Can I have that as well? Because at this point, I'm just going to like strap you can put the all cloak, of my weapons.
You can put the cloak on over top of it. It doesn't, however, do any additional aesthetics. Any, like, armor benefit.
I want to look pretty. But also just keep all my weapons like strapped in my cloak ready to go.
Do you want me to track crossbow bolts? Because if you do, I should go purchase more.
I have been, but...
I have been, too, but yeah, also, like, this might be the setting for it.
It is the setting for it, unfortunately. You get 20 arrows or 10 bolts for every 10 silver that you spend. So...
Oh, Bolty McBoltman, thank you very much. It's been some time since I've purchased bolts. I would like to purchase 20 bolts.
I'm so glad to see you, boys. I'm so glad that you came back and got your bolts.
Yes, I love all of
Does
your
he
boats.
Sell rocks?
I keep coming back.
I do have rocks for slings, I have bolts, I have rocks. Arrows. And, just in case people are ready for an uprising, I have pitchforks and torches.
Bolty McBolts, and you truly are prepared for it all. What did you say it was again? For 10 bolts, the running
bolts
rate was...
Bolts and hose.
Oh, bolts and...
10 silver per 10.
Excellent. Bolts and hose, my favorite store in the whole district.
I buy some rocks.
So I purchase bolts.
Rocks are also, like, they're a silver.
Rocks are free. Rocks are free, you just pick them up off the ground.
You can just use your magic stones.
Facts.
It's like, no, these are special salvageable. Rocks. Be like, you
these
have
ones
to...
are specially hewn.
Yeah, they're polished and... They're made beautiful. Into a perfect shape to fit into your rock hawker.
All right, everybody done shopping?
Oh, yes. Ready to go. Again, don't forget about the thing that I mentioned before that I will not repeat again for reasons that you may remember.
The morning elixir is starting to wear off, so he's getting impatient.
Oh,
so
have a sip of this.
What is that?
Wine.
Don't waste it!
When, Devin, by the way, when you go and get more elixirs from Horace,
yeah.
He gives you 6 for the road.
Oh my god, so many elixirs now. They're all going to be gone.
They're all going to be gone?
And in like 2 weeks.
They're already gone. And they're gone.
I got 7 last time, so that means I have... But then I drank one this morning, so that means I have 12.
Yeah, you drank 2 since he gave you some.
Oh, yeah.
Because you drank one immediately, you drank one at the party, and then you drank one in the morning, so you've had 3.
Yeah, so I think now that we've got
elixirs,
I think you need to shut the hell up.
With that, you guys hit the road?
Yeah.
Cool.
I feel like the road's going to hit us, but sure.
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
I get Hermione all ready to go, and we start making our way.
Another payday.
Are we headed to that place? The Valley of the Unfortunate Undead.
So, you are taking the main road that leads west out of Galgenbeck. It curves and leads to the north, and it splits the Valley of the Unfortunate Dead on the left, and Allianz on the right. Technically, the keep in the small town of Lochenstadt, which is on the coast of the Endless Sea, is in the Allianz territory. But you are technically traveling through the Valley of the Unfortunate Dead to get there. You wouldn't really have to worry about too much unless you get caught up in some shit while you're on the road, or if you get dragged south to the Bergen Crypt is really where you would be worried about most.
The Bergen Crypt. Is Bergen Crypt?
Bergen Crypt, yep.
Bergen Crypt.
All right. Can somebody roll me a d6, please?
Three.
Okay. Cool. So, as you guys are getting ready and rolling out and hitting the road, you're stopped by one of the guards.
Hey guys, word came down from the king. He wanted me to hand you this note. Since you guys are heading west, the best place to stop on the way, on the road, there's a huge, travel town that separates all of the traveling roads. A great place to stay there is called the Grey Gulf Inn. It's probably one of the nicer places around. So, I would, stay on the main road until you see that. Good luck.
Alright, thanks, man.
Did he say Grey Gull or Grey Gulf?
Gulf.
Okay. I have not heard that word in such a long time.
Gulf?
Gulf.
Oh.
It's G-A-L-T-H.
Oh, Gulf.
Gulf.
Okay. Gulf.
Gulf.
That's a... I'm sorry. I gotta stop for a second and fixate on that word.
Sure.
Just imagine if that was your name.
Right.
Gulf.
Gulf.
Hey, Gulf. Ugh.
Party golf. On golf.
Party on golf.
Golf. Ugh. That's hard for me. I'm sorry if there's anyone out there named Golf. That's difficult for me to say, and it fills me with great sadness, so I don't want to go there.
So it is about 6 days travel to the Grey Gulf Inn.
We have just enough food.
Just enough food to get to the midpoint. So you guys then hit the road and start heading west. As you all hit the road, you notice that the leaves on the trees are slowly beginning to change as the cold months are slowly coming in. The chill of winter is slowly upon you. Can you all make me... Can you make me presence checks?
How long does it take me to don the sweaters on my monkeys?
Oh, not long.
Oh, okay. I figured they would be difficult.
Duffing is the issue.
What kind of check?
Presence.
Ooh, presence. That's the one I'm sort of good at.
It's going to be a 10 for me.
Okay.
Did you hear me, Danger?
13 for me.
Okay. No, I did not.
Oh, 7.
7. Okay.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Mothman, you know what the... canopies as the leaves are falling, it might be a little bit easier for you to spot bandits hiding in the trees along the road, which might be nice.
Keep your eyes peeled for bandits.
So I shouldn't just walk onto a stick as soon as we try and stealth into a situation?
Oh! We were warned that there would be bandits all over the place along these roads. Good looking out, Moss Man.
So,
did he say that it would behoove us to hide in the trees, or that this area here looks like a place that someone would hide if they wanted to do banditry?
Presumably it's a good place to be if you are going to get into some banditry, yes, is more what they meant.
Can we walk on the other side of the street, so to speak?
Well, I mean, you guys are on a road that is through forest. Well, it is traveling road and well-established, and there are, like, small, like, offshoots to it, and it's a very large road. There's still forest on either side of you as you are traveling.
So, like, a Route 66-type situation?
Yeah.
Only with trees.
I'd like to think that I was in the back with the monkeys just, like, hanging, just kind of putzing around.
Sure.
Which monkey do you have the most...
Yes.
Like... Who are you the most friendly with? We got Bubbles, Minty, Smiley, and Bubbles. Sweetie. Bubbles is kind of the troublemaker of the group.
Yeah, and so am I. Well, yeah. That's not even true. You all have your fixes.
I think you probably just really like Bubbles' fart jokes. It's a really, really strange monkey.
It's weird that he talks to me.
Yeah. I mean, they talk to me. Sorry, we should be speaking in character.
Oh! You know, after they talk to you for some time, it all starts to sound the same. But I sense what it means.
Hungry. I'm sorry, did you just say that they talk to you?
No, not talk to me. They make noises at me. It kind of sounds a bit like, hoo-hoo, ha-ha.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're not completely crazy. That I go I back like, to playing throw the feces with the monkey.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I don't know how to reach this one. I'm going to just return to what I was doing and start walking alongside Hermione.
Don't we have a cart?
Yeah, but Hermione needs a friend too. We have one mule carrying a cart full of my shit. can we sit in it?
I'm sorry. Sorry, I was looking up something.
Oh, it's cool. I was just saying, I don't know if the mule would be able to carry all of us in our stuff.
Oh.
Or is that kind of what Hermione's for?
Hermione has been doing that this whole time.
Okay, yeah, we sit in the cart then. And I'm just patting up front. Hermione's back, making sure she's not getting too cold.
Alrighty, friends. Can I have somebody, for the first day of travel, roll me 1d20, please?
1d20.
You should do it, Peach.
I did. It's a 3.
3? Cool.
That's a good roll. It's a good roll.
And can somebody also... Actually, never mind. No, we'll do that later. Ignore me.
Jared, you haven't come up with any funky nicknames yet these past 2 sessions. I'm surprised.
Funky nicknames? Like for our characters?
No, for me.
That's because we've landed on such a perfect nickname. I mean, I can try.
What is your perfect nickname?
Well, Peejurious, of course.
Of course.
Default with Peej. I don't know why. It's just
everybody defaults with Peej. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay, Paul.
It flows off the tongue. Yeah.
So, you guys are still on the more paved portion of the pathway. The first day of travel kind of goes along pretty boring. The sky around you is gray and lifeless. There's nothing that you see on the sides of the road that indicate you guys are in any danger. You make pretty good time. You'd say that even though, you know, Hermione is slower than... Oh, a horse not carrying a load of people. But I will say that the first day when you go to make camp, you have gotten an extra couple of miles down. So you have shortened day 2's travel a little bit. You guys go ahead and make camp for the evening as time passes, as you play with the monkeys, you know, sit in the cart, listen to Puck's incessant ramblings about this twin-headed basilisk against your will.
You know what I think is going on with Hermione and why she's doing so great? It's because Friar Puck got the salt. Is it like a salt lick type situation? Because that's what I was envisioning. She's just sitting there licking on this big thing of salt. Really psyched about it.
At the end of the day, she is, yeah.
That's what she does it for, the big salt brick.
Uh-huh.
Makes her really thirsty, but she really goes. All day I dream about salt. It's it's just... Okay.
Bro, me too.
You guys pull off to the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Create a camp. Can you guys make me? I will say... presence checks, please, to find the best spot.
Like all of us individually? Okay.
Individually.
19 for me.
Okay.
9.
12.
Alright. So, Puck, as the driver of the cart, you put the cart to the side of the road. You put the back end of the cart facing out towards the road with the... Actually, I'm sorry. You put the front seat of the cart where, like, the reins and the captain's chair is towards the road itself, and then put the back towards the trees. You put a couple of barrels out from inside of the cart next to it. Take the salt lick out. Take the food out. You guys make your camp on the side of the cart and put a tarp over the back of it so it kind of closes off the back end of it with like a little tent. You create a fire, you guys get food going. Again, you don't really see anything of note. You don't hear anything in the bushes outside of, like, the chittering of insects, the birds, you know, stuff like that. But
I'm just staring at my elixirs, trying not to drink them all. But I definitely have a nighttime one.
Oh, for sure. How else are you going to sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, and
that's the nightmares.
What is our watch plan? Who's going to take first watch?
How about you watch these nuts?
Got him.
Got him. I think the old man should probably go to bed first, because he's probably already tired.
I do wake up quite early in the morning. Yes, that is true.
I'll take first watch, because I'm, you know, spry and always, you know, up and at him anyways.
Okay.
Be careful of Bubbles, that she doesn't throw shit in your eyes while you sleep.
All right, so old man does first watch, so he can be up, so he can then go to bed second and be up first, right? That's what I'm understanding.
No, old
man's he's
going to bed now.
Last watch.
Okay.
He's going to be up before the morning.
He's going to be up anyway. Cool. I wake up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, his bladder wakes him up at that time.
And I'm taking first watch because I'm just
all of this wine's going straight to my.
Oh, must drain Veru. Oh.
My twin-headed basilisk, true prize.
If it's a twin-headed basilisk, you might want to get that checked out.
Oh, Doc, no,
he got that tongue-splitting surgery.
Oh, no, thank you.
I go to bed and dream about the world ending in 74 years and how it is an absolute certainty and how I need to tell everyone.
This fact is known.
It is known.
Cool. So your watches go, or well, the first watch goes uneventful.
Hell yeah.
Mossman, can you, do me two things during your watch? I need you to make a toughness roll and a presence roll.
You got it, Haas. The presence roll is a 17, and the toughness roll is a 20. Dirty 20.
Ooh, okay. You wake up and
I'm
you are
up on elixirs.
You are trying not to, specifically. You're like looking at another elixir, trying not to drink it. And as you are looking off into the distance, hoping to find something, you see that for but a moment. You think you see two white solid motes, like two dots, two eyes off in the distance across the road into the forest quite some distance. It's so dark you're unsure how far away these eyes could really be, but they're tiny. You almost didn't notice them at first.
I'll just keep an eye on them, I guess. I'm assuming I don't know what they are, right?
The best guess you have is that they look like eyes.
Hmm. I'll just keep watching them then.
Yeah. You keep an eye on them. Make eye-to-eye contact. Mm-hmm. And after a moment, you see that they turn until you can only see one of them, and it fades off and disappears into the darkness. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, for the remainder of your watch, you don't see anything else weird.
Cool.
And now, Puck, since you are going to be the first one up this morning, I am going to have you roll on the calendar of Necrobell. Can you go ahead and roll me a D100, please?
What?
I'm going to do my potions as well. Four, a two, and a seven. So I have four doses, and I can make Zumiel's Vapors or Hypo's Enervating Snuff.
Getting that snuff.
Or actually, I'm sorry, Jared. Not a D100. Can you roll a D66 for me?
When you said Jared, do you mean PJ?
No.
Oh, shit. I thought you asked him to do it. My bad.
No, I asked you to do it because you're up first.
Oh, yes, of course. Let me roll this D.
I'm sitting there playing dice because I have a bunch of skull dice, I think.
Oh, the stones. Yes, of course. The stones taken from the Thel Amas Lost Temple.
And that is going to be a 43.
43. So you, as you wake up and see the sunrise or the sunrise off in the distance, you feel the chattering of Veru within you. And this dawn, you hear Psalm 4, Book 3. Look to the west. Forth comes fire and a horde, and the kingdoms burn. And as you say this, you look off into the distance, and you see that one of the farming villages off in the distance to the west, off of the road, in a clearing, catches fire.
I start shaking them. Shaking them awake, so that they'll be awake for next session.
Shaving them.
I start shaving their heads. Little boy, your hair's too long and you have lice. I don't have the heart to tell you.
Just gotta wake up and shave my monkeys today.
As you look on the sunrise, as it begins to rise with you, as this verse fills you, this prophecy, you look and you see off in the distance this farming village, and you see it catching fire and the fire beginning to spread over the crops and towards the kingdom itself. As you go to wake your companions and shake them awake, you look over them and you look back pointing out the fire, and there is nothing there. But this chattering prophecy, this chattering prophecy remains in your head. It is there that we will leave it this week.
Fire! Fire!
Is he just imagining the fire? There's no flames.
Cool.
Help me, Oprah Winfrey!
Dude, I'm the, I was envisioning the Hunchback of Notre Dame guy. Like the fucking priest guy.
Oh,
the priest.
Bro, save this for after dark. Let's hit the outro.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Hold
your thoughts! Thank you all for listening. I appreciate you checking out the podcast. If you want to help support us further, obviously you can go support us over on patreon.com/warplordspod. Not only do you get extra content DM'd by all of us, you get more content with PJ in it. You get access to our Discord. You can demand apologies. Merch. And sometimes you might even get merch.
It's all sick merch.
Also, if you, however, don't want to financially support us, you can also help us in other ways. You can tell a friend or a family member, you know, if you like what you heard, please spread the word. Or you can give us a like or a rating on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Regardless, thank you for listening. We'll catch you next Wednesday with another episode of Morkborg. And stay safe out there, internet. Bye. Time.